Dearest members and viewers of Madri channel, Alhamdulillah, I'm back with another reminder on these blessed days of Eid al-Adha. Alhamdulillah, Eid al-Adha is a very beautiful festival that Allah has given us in the form of these 3 days of Eid al-Adha. Alhamdulillah, each and every one of us should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout our lifetime. And especially when it comes to these occasions, Alhamdulillah, we remember Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These days of Eid al-Adha, these are also the days of Qurbani as well, in which we remember the huge sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and that of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. How Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was ready to sacrifice his son for the sake of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, but Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam as well, he was ready to be sacrificed upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was something different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this as a test for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah, both of them were successful upon this test as well. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent a ram from Jannah to be sacrificed in place of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. So this last month of the Islamic calendar, talking about the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim and that of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, it reminds us and tells us of the importance of sacrifice in Islam. And then the month that is coming after this, the first month of the Islamic calendar, Muharram al-Haram, on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram al-Haram, Ashikane, Sahaba and Ahl Bayt, all around the world, they commemorate the sacrifice of the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, the beloved grandson of the beloved sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala and the other family members of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, their sacrifice for the sake of Islam is remembered as well. So my dear brothers, the beginning of the year of the Islamic calendar and the end of the year of the Islamic calendar, both are inviting us and telling us, teaching us about sacrifice in Islam. So we need to understand how important sacrifice is in the religion of Islam. Then in the time of the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt, Ridwanullahi ta'ala majma'in, at that time, sacrifice of blood, of life was required. In our day and age, more than the sacrifice of blood, our sacrifice of our nafs, sacrifice of our time is required for the religion of Islam. In this day and age, it's important that we understand how necessary it is for to sacrifice our time for the sake of Islam, so that we can learn the religion of Islam and we can propagate that religion as well. Alhamdulillah, the religious environment of Dawat Islam is in front of all every single one of you. Come forward, attend the weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima'at of Dawat Islam in your localities. Travel with the Ashikan and Rasul, the lovers and the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam in the form of the Madani Qafile. Sacrifice your time, give time for the sake of the religion. If you can, take admission into Jami'atul Madina, the Islamic University of Dawat Islam, where the Dars Nizami syllabus is taught. Alhamdulillah, these opportunities are available for all of you. If for whatever reason you are unable to partake and you are unable to take admission into Jami'atul Madina Institute, not to worry. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islam has an online academy as well, Faizan Online Academy. Online you can learn the religion of Islam as well. Over 30 courses are available to be done via Faizan Online Academy. Inshallah ta'ala, the details of Faizan Online Academy will be visible on the screen, inshallah ta'ala. Go to the website, register up, inshallah, look at the different courses that are available, inshallah al-kareem, and choose a course that will help you learn the religion of Islam. Like I said, you will have to give your time. But the time on Faizan Online Academy is according to you. Whenever you are available in the day, 24 hours a day, this service is available, alhamdulillah. So whenever you are available, select that time. In your registration, you mention this is the time of my availability and this is the course I will do. Inshallah, the brothers from this department, they will get in touch with you and you'll take admission into that particular course as well, inshallah ta'ala. And through the means of this, you can learn religious knowledge. It's an ongoing thing. We should always be striving to learn more and more and more. None of us should put our hands up and say that's it, I've learned enough. There's always more that we can learn. Knowledge is a huge ocean that the more deeper you dive into it, the more you realize that I cannot get to the bottom of this ocean. The deeper you dive, the deeper you'll go. You carry on going, you carry on going, and you won't get to the bottom of this ocean. So come forward, give your time for the sake of the deen of Islam, and learn the religion of Islam. And in addition to learning, like I mentioned, come forward and propagate the religion of Islam as well. It's the duty of every single one of us that we need to call towards righteousness. In the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when mentioning the qualities of this ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions one of those qualities is that we call towards righteousness and we forbid the evil. This is the quality of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we find this quality inside me, or do we find it in ourselves? A question we need to ask ourselves. Do not think that this responsibility is only the responsibility of the Imam Sahib and that is it. No. The responsibility of calling towards righteousness is upon every single one of us. According to our station, our stature, and our capability, we must call towards righteousness. We must forbid evil. In our own household, if there is something wrong taking place, you forbid that. You stop them from doing that. You call them towards righteousness. You tell them to do good. Inshallah, this will become beneficial for each and every one of us, inshallah. So, this final reminder is importance of sacrifice in Islam. We must sacrifice our time, we must sacrifice our wealth, and most importantly, we must sacrifice our desires for the sake of Islam. Living in this world, many things come into our mind and into our hearts. Oh, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. Every single desire that we have in our mind and in our heart, we must match that desire with the Sharia. What does the Sharia say in relation to this desire? This thing, this thought that has come into my mind, what has the Sharia said about this thought? What is the guidelines of the Sharia in relation to this? When you think about this, when you understand this, then and only then can we successfully gain something. So my dear Islam brothers, the message is, sacrifice is very, very important in the religion of Islam. You will have to give up things that you like for the sake of the religion of Islam. For example, we live in this world, many of us would like to have a beautiful house, drive a beautiful car, wear the beautiful clothing. All of these are natural things that come into the mind of an individual throughout his lifetime. Sometimes he thinks all his mind is at the level that he wants to do all of this in a beautiful manner. Other times he's not bothered whether it is good or not. As long as it's a normal life, he's living, he's happy with that. This up and down is continuous in life, it happens. Sometimes your mind wants the best. Sometimes your mind and your heart is content with the normal. So we need to understand as well that sometimes we will have to sacrifice the best for what is normal for the sake of the religion of Islam as well. For the sake of humanity, for the sake of helping others. Sometimes we may have to sacrifice what is best for us, what we want for best for us, for the sake of what is better for other individuals. Remember the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he has stated, the best amongst you is the one who wants for his brother what he wants for himself. Now we want all good for ourselves, but are we able to sacrifice that good that we want for ourselves for other individuals? This is something that all of us need to think about. We need to be able to sacrifice what we want for the betterment of other individuals. As Muslims, we should not be selfish individuals. We should not be only thinking about me, myself and I. No, we should be thinking about our community. Think about the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look back at the blessed seerah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was generous. He was the most generous individual. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cared about his community. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked after those that were around him. Now taking from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, me and you, we should also build this in ourselves as well. We need to care about other individuals. We need to worry about the people in our community. Do not just think about your own self. Do not just think about your own family, other people as well. Look out for the betterment of the others in your households. One example I will give you, that such individual, his child is on the wrong path. He's going down the wrong way. And you know he is. What are you doing to stop that individual and protect him? Have you spoken to him? Have you mentioned any good words to that individual to try and stop him from going down the wrong path? You know the path he is treading on is dangerous for him. He can get in trouble for that, in this world as well as in the hereafter. What are you doing to stop that? Maybe today your family is safe, but tomorrow, if you are not careful, my dearest brothers, the problems in our society, the difficulties that we are seeing in our society, all of the problems and all of these destructions that we are seeing in our society, if we are not careful, if the fort around our house is not strong enough, then these problems and these destructions, they will enter into our household as well. May Allah protect our households from these problems. But this is a reality, my dear son. Just imagine on your street where you are living, a couple of houses down, the house blazes into fire. Now what would you do? You would go out and you would try and stop that fire. Many a time the reason to stop the fire isn't for the betterment of the household, but the reason is why? Because if I do not stop that fire, then the fire will continue to increase and eventually will come onto my own house. My dear Sambhadra, this is the case and this is the problem with the problems in our society and the destructions in our society that are all around us. That is the same scenario with them as well. If we are not careful, if we do not stop them outside, then that day won't be far, then those destructions will enter into our household as well. Then the members of our household, they will be destroyed as well. So all of us need to make preparations for this as well, that we all spend our time focused upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spend our time sacrificing our desires for the sake of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the meaning of the religion of Islam. When you submit yourself towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the submission that Islam requires. That you want to do one thing, but the Sharia said to you that you are not allowed to do that, you have to do another thing, then you leave what you want to do and you go according to what the Sharia has said. This is the mindset that Allah has and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us. This is the role model that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us, the Sahaba, the Blessed Companions, and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the role model that they left us. We sacrifice our desires for the sake of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We leave what we want. We go with Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want. And this is how we live our lives. So these days of Eid al-Adha, my dearest brothers, we need to think that are we able to sacrifice our desires for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These are also the days of Hajj as well. And one of the rituals of Hajj is the stoning of the Jamarat. Knowing the Rami, the stoning of the Jamarat. And the ulama mentioned that when an individual, he stones the Jamarat, one of the intentions behind that should be that by stoning the Jamarat, I am stoning my nafs as well. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he stones the shaitan on those three places where the Jamarat are created today. And when we go there and when we stone these Jamarat, we should go with the intention that we are stoning our nafs. We are sacrificing our nafs for the sake of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah grant me and you the tawfiq and the ability that we are able to sacrifice our nafs, our carnal desires for His sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the sake of His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah grant us the true blessings and the benefits of these blessed days of Eid al-Adha. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabijin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.